when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all you dear, precious Blood River Radio family members out there. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, founder, host, chief cook and bottle washer of Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio and all the wonderful people there we love so much. We really do. I was just talking about Miss Teenage America, a.k.a. Miss Princess of the Prom, Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. She wears a lot of hats. She went to the prom last week. That's why we missed her real bad. We had to suffer up with her ugly daddy. He's not as ugly as I am, though. But anyway, we have her back tonight. We're really proud to have her back. Bless her sweetheart. She's in a prime of life right now. I was just telling her, believe it or not, I'm going to get to the show in just a second. I was just telling her about my high grandsons in Rome at the Pope's funeral today. They're over there doing their honeymoon, him and his new wife, the person we love so much, our new granddaughter. Anyway, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio all over the United States and all the way to the moon, I guess. And listen, today is the last weekend we'll be broadcasting for April. This is April the 26th. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, there's no name under the sun. People, absolutely no name under the sun, which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty God. And you know, folks, we are a hardcore Christian radio program here. I like to identify us. I think we come across as warriors for Christ, warriors for God. And that's what we are. So if you will, folks, and bow your head, I'm going to say a quick prayer. But you know what? Instead of a long prayer, Jason Robb, our guest last week, our co-host, read a passage out of Scripture I was so impressed with. I've always thought the Romans Road was my number one. But I tell you what, Isaiah 53 is probably hard to beat. But if you will, people, instead of doing a regular prayer, I'm going to read Isaiah 53. I hope it doesn't take too long. Anyway, here we go. This is Isaiah 53, Isaiah chapter 53. Here we go. It says, "The suffering servant. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no firm nor comeliness. We shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him." Here we go, folks. This is written way yonder before Christ is born, predicting the birth of Christ. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from of our land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Then shall make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in this land. People, I'm going to cut that off right there, and I'm just going to read it quickly. The Romans Road, instead of our long prayer. So here we go. What I'm reading you from the Romans Road, and I firmly believe is the way you become, you can get your salvation. It's the Romans Road. And I won't note the scriptures. I might get them later, but I won't enumerate them. I'm just going to read them from the Romans Road. This all comes from the book of Romans written by Paul, St. Paul. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, people. While we were sinning, he died for us. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's my very favorite one, because I have used that many times. During my first marathon, for one thing, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, like I say, that's all in the book of Romans, folks. And folks, if you will, bow your head for a really quick prayer. Almighty Father God, thank you so much again for letting me live. Thank you for letting our friends live. Thank you for taking care of our family and friends and all of our loved ones. If we will, Lord, give us this one more day that we can battle for against our enemies in your namesake, oh Lord. And Lord, one more thing. Please give us the wisdom and the courage and the knowledge on how to fight this enemy. And if you will, Lord, even though just it might take our bones in the ground, that's not the big thing. But please, in the end, Lord, give us that victory that we know shall come sooner or later if we hang on to the very end. Ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Folks, we have one hell of a program tonight. I've had to change it a couple of times because a couple of my people said they're going to be here, then they said they're not, then they said they're going to be here again. So anyway, we switched up things, and hit Blood River Radio, we all always fly by the seat of our pants. Quick outline. Gene has been out. He'll be in. Golly, it's going to be the second week of May before he goes back. He was supposed to be in tonight. He was going to be in tonight, but then I scheduled somebody else because he was going to be out. It's just been kind of topsy-turvy. Rich was not going to be here, then he wasn't going to be here, then he's back again. So anyway, that's how we do it on Blood River Radio. But we have probably my top three favorite guests of all time. I would love to make him a co-host. His name is Johannes, but and I forgot his last name, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name. But we'll bring him on. So I think, did he say he dropped off, Lizzie? Oh, wow, okay. Well, he just dropped off. We'll see if we can get Lizzie. We'll see if we can, hopefully he'll come back. Johannes, if you're there, call on back, fella. We're just getting ready to bring you in here. So anyway, we had him on our IPDTL line. I don't know what happened. But anyway, with that, we're getting ready to go to a break anyway. So I'll go ahead and just let you know, we usually honor the donors. This week, we don't have any donors. But I would like to honor all the people that do keep us afloat, that keep us on this show. There are many. Some of them are listening tonight. Some of them can't. Some of them go to the archives. Probably most people listen to the archives on this program. But anyway, folks, if we can get Johannes back, He's going to be calling in from South Africa. We're going to keep him for two whole hours so I can hope we can get him back. If he can't come back, we'll just get Rich in here a little early. But if he will come in and help out, you know, because like I said, when you're doing live radio like this and your co-host work, Rand works all the time. I don't know if Rand's when he's going to come back. Gene is busy, as you know very well, with the Forest Home and raising. He's bound on a fundraising leg for Confederate history stuff like that this week. Anyway, people, you hear the music? I'll let you go. We'll come back in just a second. Hopefully by then we can have Johann's back again. Be right back, folks. Thank you.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I just talked and burned another $30. International phone calls will eat you alive. We have a system to get guests in here free, and we also have a phone line that we would never give out under any circumstances. I don't know what went wrong there. He said that his free time ran out, but anyway, we're gonna try to get him back. That was a long story made, hopefully short. Anyway, what we're going to talk about, if I can find my notes that I had here before, we knew, just in case I have a guess, while we tread water or just kind of mud kill time, I'm going to cover a couple of other news articles until Johann gets hooked up. I noticed on Easter Sunday in Jerusalem, the one of the oldest churches in the world, and I think they call it the Church of the Holy Scepter in Jerusalem. And Christians in the past have been able to attend services there. Keep in mind, people, this church, it's bumping 2,000 years old because Jesus Christ has been gone since 2025. They call it AD now. Yeah, AD. But back when I was young, they would call it BC before Christ, then AD after death. I think they've changed all that up. Anyway, you can give or take about 2,000 years for that church, at least 1900. Well, these wonderful Jews, and by the way, I called the son of the pastor where I used to go to church. I was baptized at Macon Road Baptist Church here in Memphis, Tennessee, here in Memphrica. Incidentally, we had 36 shootings in Memphrica last week. One week. The blacks were really whooping it up, but 36 shootings, I mean, that's a lot for a town. We're nowhere near as big as Chicago, but that's just an aside. It's just an aside, folks. We know that there's no difference in the races. But anyway, getting back. Traditionally, even the Jews have not hassled the Christians too bad in Jerusalem when they go to this holy site, a sacred church. All churches are sacred, but listen. They attack them. The Jews, the so-called Israelis, they prevented these people from going to church. They used violence. I saw that. Well, anyway, I was telling you, I call my friend, the son of my ex-pastor. Bless his heart, Wayne Webb. He's been dead for quite a while, and this guy is Baptist, but he admitted to me in a proper conversation that I was right on the way out of these Jews. Now I told him, this is a personal story. We're waiting till Johann gets here, but listen, this is coming from my soul, folks. I told him. I got in and out of the Baptist church, probably set a state record, the speed I got in and out. I got in and I read the King James Bible. For me, it's King James. If it ain't King James, it ain't Bible. I mean, I don't want to offend nobody, but that's just the way it is. I read the King James Bible from front to cover. And I told Brother Wayne, I said, Brother Wayne, some of the stuff the Baptists are preaching is not there. This Jew dispensationalism is not true. It's a crock. And I quoted scriptures to him. One of them was, the ones y'all probably heard me talk about many times, was in the third chapter of Galatians. And it says, I'll paraphrase it. If you be baptized in Jesus Christ, there is no Jew, no Greek. Greek meaning, in those days, they called non-Jews. They called them Greeks, Gentiles, Goyim, all one and the same. There is no Jew, no Greek. There is no male, no female. There's no freedman, no bondman. So, and it says the last verse of Galatians 3 says, and if you, and I'm paraphrasing, but damn close to the exact lettering of the King James Bible. And if you be, that's a big and. You cannot emphasize that enough. And if you be baptized in Jesus Christ, the same folks is the son of Abraham and the heir to the promise. You cannot get any plainer than that. That is as plain as it gets. So, like I told my friend David, there ain't no stinking Jews at the chosen people, Hoss. It says you right there who the so-called chosen people are. That's God's people right there. His Christians. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you give your life to Him, and you do just what we said in Romans Road, I just got through reading Romans Road to you. If you do that, you are a son of Abraham. And you know what? Also, God can rise up a son of Abraham out of any of these stones. So saith John the Baptist. So give me that crap about this bloodline. Oh, I got this sacred bloodline. I come from Abraham. I come from the Jehuzabel. It says it plain that what I just read from you, it's a spirit. God is a spirit. God is not a respecter of persons. He's not. Anyway, so that's why I left the Baptist church. And you know what? I think it's worse now than it was when I left, because you know what? I told my friend David, and I hope he's listening. He was going to do this. I couldn't believe it. He's got some conies. He said he might. I tried to get him to come on and help do a Christmas program. That's before I knew Jason was going to do such a good job that last week. I think Jason did a marvelous job. But I told him, if I get too sidetracked, excuse this hack, y'all. Cannot get rid of this damn hack cost from that metoprolol. But like I told him, Baptists worship. They, my God, they worship Jews. The Judeo-Christians, they absolutely worship Jews. They worship Israel. I'd like to ask some of these Baptist ministers. In fact, the one that runs Bankhead Road Baptist now, I'm going to ask him. I've already been over there once. I got really pissed off because they shut the school down. But I'm going to ask him, if you accept Jesus Christ, if you become a Christian according to Romans Road, to the life of me, I'm looking at Romans Road right here, and there's nothing in there about Israel. It doesn't say a word about Jews. So you have to, it's Jesus Christ plus Jews, Jesus Christ plus Israel. Or maybe it's Jews plus Israel, then out there somewhere on the median, out there in the periphery, maybe it's God. They kind of need him. But they probably don't need no stinking Jesus because they got their stinking Jews. You know, one more thing before I get off that point. They were giving the Catholics hell, and I'm not a Catholic either, but they were giving the Catholics hell. They're talking about they got their holy water, and they pray to statues, and they pray to the Virgin Mother. And I said, yeah, you're right. They don't pray to statues because I know my wife was a Catholic years ago. She left in 86. She said the Catholic Church left her in 1986. But you know what? Yeah, they got their holy water and they got their Virgin Mary. But we have our Israel and our Jews. And that's a damn idol, too. That's a damn idol. That's an idol, too. Okay, peeps, people are going right along. I'm going to go ahead and let me tell you. I started playing audio from War Strike today, with Warren Balog and Eric Stryker. I might play part of that later because you've heard me hammer Jared Taylor in the American Renaissance. They put, especially Eric Stryker, a.k.a. his real name is Joe Jordan, I believe. But they came out, and both of them said they have proof of what I've been preaching all along, that the American Renaissance people is a front. They said that wealthy Jews come there, and they all sat, most of these wealthy Jews will sit at a table by themselves. And I can personally tell you, when I was there, it was also loaded with these little homosexuals, these little giggly, effeminate little boys up there with these old Jews. But they said they come there and they recruit. They named Joe Jordan, a.k.a. Eric Stryker, and Warren Balog, named people on their program, War Strike, that have been recruited by Jews. They said they come there at every American Renaissance conference with barrels full of money, and they come out and say, "Do you want money? If you have some type of activist thing you got, like Blood River Radio, or like any number of radio shows that are carried on Liberty News Radio." They'll come up. If you need some money, they'll give you money. And they'll say, "Hey, we'll give you money. We want to be a part of your organization. I want to run it. So here's $100,000. Here, we'll take care of your house note, et cetera, et cetera." And that is true, people. That is true. They also named Laura Loomer, who's a buddy of Jared Taylor. And, you know, so that's the way it is. And they didn't name just, it wasn't just American Renaissance they talked about. A lot of the so-called, what do we call them, right-wing, alt-right organizations are the same way. They said, they being Warren Balog and Eric Stryker said that anywhere you go, especially mainstream, these Jews, they said they're just crawling with these Jews. What's that thing they have up in Washington, D.C. every year? I know my buddy Peter Scoop Stanton goes there. And what is the RNC, Republican National Conference? He said they're just crawling with them up there. And they got money. Anyway, folks, when we come back, we're taking another break. This is going to be about a five-minute break, so you can go use the bathroom, get some coffee, whatever. Hopefully we have Johan when we come back. But if we don't, we'll soldier on. Be right back, folks.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A Milwaukee judge has been arrested, accused of helping a man to evade immigration authorities.
The FBI on Friday arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of escorting a man and his attorney out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that the immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien, was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Critics say this is escalating a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan was taken into custody by the FBI on Friday morning on the courthouse grounds. She appeared briefly in federal court in Milwaukee before being released. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Latest Rasmussen reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, 39% trust Democrats, 11% say they're undecided. Also, at townhall.com, Trump administration rescinding policies the Biden administration adopted that made it nearly impossible for federal investigators to subpoena journalists.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said the prior policies were abused, allowing officials to engage with impunity in politically charged leaks to media allies. Bondi wrote in a four-page memo sent to all DOJ staff on Friday, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate unauthorized disclosures that undermine President Trump's policies, victimize government agencies, and cause harm to the American people." Bondi's memo retreats from what she calls, quote, "overly broad policies" Attorney General Merrick Garland issued in 2021, following disclosures that prosecutors pursuing leak probes obtained phone records of Washington Post reporters and phone records and email logs for New York Times journalists. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something.
Dear Blood River Radio family, well, I'll just say one more thing about what I was talking about a minute ago. I guess people think I hate these Judeo-Christians, but and sometimes I do kind of hate them because, and I'm going to get off this just a second, I promise you. I think they have done more damage to our country than you can imagine. They have completely retreated. The churches in the United States have completely retreated years ago from the battlefield. At one time, the churches were a great moderating force. They were a ruling force of the country. You know, if you weren't, this is somebody who never went to church until I was grown. So a lot of people might say I'm a hypocrite, but I'll say this. I knew all along that Christian people who professed to be Christians, and I saw them were around them, they seemed to be of a higher caliber than of character than some of my friends when I used to be borderline thug. But anyway, before I got drafted, but, you know, starting, and I'm not trying to tread water, I promise you, starting, I think, around 1909, right about the time of World War Part A, a.k.a. the First World War started, with this guy named Schofield came along. There's a long thing about him and John Darby and all these people like that came and corrupted the Bible. One of my Sunday school teachers talking about that old Schofield Bible. I told him your old Schofield Bible is not even about 100 years old. But anyway, I think that's what happened to them. But they're worthless, and I consider these Judeo-Christians worse than worthless because they join with the enemy who is the son of their father, the devil, a.k.a. John 8:44. I've read 1,000 times here. But anyway, that's why I look with them with such disdain. I guess I should go ahead and admit it. A venomous hatred. Anyway, we'll skip on to something else. You know, and I got this, I found this off of True News, this site. Oh, my microphone's hung. Let's see. One second. You know, over Easter Sunday weekend, something happened. The Supreme Court justices, people, met. And this is spooky. This gives me chills. At midnight on Saturday, then Saturday went over to Sunday to Resurrection Day. The Supreme Court met an emergency meeting. I don't know if that's ever happened. As a matter of fact, the narrative I was reading said I don't know if that's ever happened before. What could the Supreme Court, they don't have a military arm. They don't have a law enforcement arm. And one of my favorite presidents was Andrew Jackson, because he said when the Supreme Court ruled against him, I think it's when he was going to ship the Indians over across the Mississippi River over to Oklahoma. They said he couldn't do that. I think that's the ruling. I'm not positive. But they ruled against him, said he couldn't do it. But he did it anyway. And when the people came in to question him, well, what are you going to do now? You know, he said, you can't do it. He said, well, they made the ruling. Let's see them enforce it. See, Trump was really on the up and up. Some of these, a lot of these rulings, like shipping these illegals off across the sea, he over across back to Guantanamo or Venezuela, wherever hell he's going to ship them. And this is an aside, but the Supreme Court said that they ruled against him. This is in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, see, Easter. They came back and said he cannot ship off any more of these illegals. Well, first and foremost, I would have told those faggots in the Supreme Court. And before I go on, Who has the power to summon all the Supreme Court justices in the middle of the night like that? Who does? I think we all know. But a couple of those justices, and I don't know which ones were, that were ruled against it. They didn't want to do that. In fact, a couple of them said they didn't even think it was even legal to do that. Well, duh, you reckon? Well, anyway, kind of lost my train of thought. I was going to tell you about that right there. Yeah, in the middle of the night. Anyway, Trump, what was I going to say? I was going to say something about that, folks. I guess I'm getting old. But Lord have mercy. What was it going to say? Well, I was going to say something about that. Hey, folks, I'm getting a call from South Africa. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. Hold on. Hey, Johan, what's up, buddy? Okay, dear Blood River Radio audience, we're just experiencing temporary difficulties here trying to get Johan's in. And I'm talking to Johan's on my private phone right now. Johan, go ahead and hook up. If you're hooked up to the IPDTL, go ahead and hook up. We're ready for you, brother, on the computer.
Can you just send me a link again, sir? I forget the link that we used last
time. Okay, Lizzie, talk him through this. I got him on the phone now, Lizzie. Talk him how to... tell him how to get on, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Hang on 1 second. Here we go. I'm taking my headset off. All right, hang on. Go ahead, Lizzie. Talk to him. I took my headset off where you can hear him. Okay, Blood Radio family, please excuse this. We're moving heaven and earth to try to get Johan on because he's been one of my favorite people. We had him on the last time we had him on, it went flawlessly. I don't know what's happening now. Thank God the stuff like this didn't happen in my first year I was on. I would have freaked out. But listen, we're trying to get him on. I was talking to him on our $14 a minute phone call a minute ago, and I lost him even then. But anyway, folks, here we go. I'm gonna go back, and we're gonna do something until he gets here. I don't know why we're having so much trouble. I want him on so bad, but we had him scheduled for 2 hours. Maybe we get him on for the second hour. Maybe we can salvage it. Anyway, we're talking about the Supreme Court, and while they met in the middle of the night. It makes no sense whatsoever. I wish the hell I had to lost my trash center trial there. I guess I'm trying to do too many things at one time. Maybe they come back. If that comes back to me, folks, I'll get back with you on that. Okay. Let's see. Let me see. Folks, I'll be right back. Let me take one more break, folks, Lizzie. I'm going to take one more break, and I'm going to see if I can send this to this link to Johan. We'll be right back.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we've been going through heaven and earth trying to get Johans on, so we're just going to have to wait until the bottom of the hour and try to get him back on. I apologize for this, folks, because we wanted him on really bad. A lot of people really liked him. A couple of people said he was the best. One fellow said that he never thought he'd see a duo to match yours truly and Dr. Michael Hill. But he said that this guy here might even be better. And so that's why and he's just a brother too. He's a warrior. He's not a poetic, you know, legalese, one of these pseudo intellectuals. He's a warrior. Anyway, people, meanwhile, we're going to go back to something else. They had this lady and I had a video, audio video for her. What was her name? Marjorie Valerie. Anyway, her name, I can't remember right now, but I've got it down here somewhere. Let's see. Her name was Virginia. Here we go. Virginia Guffey. I can't pronounce it. There's a video, an audio I sent to Lizzie. I don't know if she got it or not. You know, this technology stuff. But here's the scoop. She was a very beautiful little 14, 15-year-old girl, and she was recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell for Jeffrey Epstein. She was recruited to him when she was 14 years old. By the time she was 15, she was really, I guess for the lack of a better word, doing tricks. And she said that when she was 15 years old, that Ghislaine and Jeremy Epstein were having her to have sex with his Prince Andrew. Is his name, I believe it is? Yeah. And, several times, five or six times. And people, it's been alleged, not only was Prince Andrew there, but I would be surprised if y'all didn't know this. It's been alleged that Donald Trump was there on Pedophile Island. Bill Clinton was down there. What's that guy, that big Jewish lawyer that defended O.J. Simpson, the big Jew lawyer out of Harvard. Anyway, it's just, you know, celebrity after celebrity after celebrity was there. Well, she came out, and she'd been raising a lot of trouble for them. she'd been working almost like a crusade to try to bring these people to justice, because she was severely taken advantage of. And what they would do, I know some of you people say, well, you know, they acquiesce, it was their own free will. We're talking about children here, people. We're talking about 12, 13, 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids. And not only that, they would like to go get them, the people that were really poor, you know, I'm not trying to make you cry for me, but the way I grew up, it was really bad. I'm not kidding you. I've eaten out of garbage cans. I'm not proud of it, that's damn sure, when I was a kid. But I mean, they were really bad off, and they would wave money in front of them. I mean, can you imagine being 15 years old and somebody coming to wave with $1,000 in front of your face, and you didn't have proper clothes to wear, and you didn't have proper feed? But that's what they did. They took advantage of these people. Well, anyway, she came out. It was one of the ones that she really singled out was this Prince Andrew and some of these other famous people. And she would not get off of it. She would absolutely, positively not get off of it. And she's quoted as saying that Jeffrey Epstein told her, you're not going to be able to do anything. You're just getting yourself in trouble, because he told her, we own the police. We own the authorities. We have control of them. You're going to get nowhere. And guess what, folks? She didn't. I'll tell you where she did get, though. What was it, a month ago? She got run over by a bus. She was run over by a school bus. You can go in and pull this up on the internet, and you can find photographs of her. And, I mean, she really tore pretty bad, but she was in the hospital. I don't think she was on a ventilator, but she was being treated, and she recovered from being run over by a bus, a school bus, for God's sakes. How the hell do you get run over by a school bus? Anyway, she was home. Well, guess what? She committed suicide, folks. Her family's so sorry, because I tell you one damn thing, it wouldn't go down with me. I would never go along with the threats, because this threat crap works both ways, honey. Anyway, but evidently, it's like a 99% that her family, what's left of them, was threatened. So she said left, I think she had two children that she left as orphans. But that's what happens when you try to come out. And people, this prince guy, he said he was totally innocent. Well, why did he settle out of court and pay this lady an undisclosed amount of cash and whatever else he did, he agreed? Why did he do that if he was innocent as he said he was? Because after all, we're talking about somebody who of immense power. If he was innocent, I would think it would have been easy to prove that he was innocent. They say you can't. I think there's a thing in law. Lawyers will tell you this: it's you can prove somebody's guilty, but you can't prove them innocent. But I don't see how that logic works. But he could if he was innocent, he could call witnesses he could put this lady on the stand. The young when she did, she's like 40 years old when she committed herself. Quote: she was, I'll say, Arkansas-ed. He could have had her put on a stand. He could have subpoenaed her to court for slander of character, and he could say, okay, now what days? What are the dates I was supposed to have been molested you? Time and days? Where's the location? He could easily brought witnesses to prove that he was innocent. He could say, well, I wasn't there that day. I was at the club. I was on the golf course, et cetera. You see where I'm going with that. But anyway, people, that's the way it works in this world. And I may be trying to go off a little bit of rabbit trail, but you know what? He was right. Epstein was right. They do own these crooked, lousy politicians. And really, it's not very hard to get control of them anyway, because I hearken back to Inspector Jim Rothstein, who was, I'll have to get that phone in just a minute. That's Johan, but I'll call him at the break. When we had Inspector Rothstein on, he said that at least conservatively speaking, One third of the politicians in Washington, D.C., your Congress and your Senate, were corrupt, were pedophiles, were drug addicts, were white people. You name the crime. They were that way. They would get tickets. They wouldn't pay tickets. They break laws. They wouldn't have, you know, they're immune from the law unless they pissed off some rich dude. But that's the way. But in other words, this country is so corrupt. And I'll tell you something else too. You know, I can identify with this because I had an incident happen to me the last Tuesday. No. It was last Wednesday. I was at one of my favorite places to run. I got to hurry up because we're getting close to a break. Shelby Farms. I'm inside the visitor center, and something comes up about the flag. So some woman there, she comes to be a psycho, man. She was a woke psycho. And I told her, I said, you know what? I spit on that flag. I've seen children napalmed. I've seen our own troops exploded, and then was listed later as collateral damage. I said that, and when I really got in trouble is when I mentioned white. I said that the government that flag represents hates people like me. It despises people like me with a virulent, satanic, venomous hatred. You know what? And I hate that damn flag right back. I hate that government. I cannot tell you how much hatred I have for it. If my hatred was water, it would and dumped into Mississippi River about 12 miles as the crow flies to my house. The damn water would overflow the banks. That hates us so bad. It's a satanic government. Before I even got anywhere near that, she told me to shut up. And I said, no, I don't shut up. Even if I wasn't a veteran, I was still not shut up. I'm a citizen of Memphis, Shelby County, Tennessee, United States. But anyway, so I had to leave because they were calling the police and stuff like that. And she said, look, my crime was I made her uncomfortable. My speech made her uncomfortable. But that's, you know, what she represents, that she represents is a representative of the people who worship this woke government. She's real. She really did. Well, people, I'm going to go on to something else. We'll go back briefly. I don't think I brought this up. And this really pisses me off. On Easter Sunday, I got to hurry up because we're going to go to a break. And on Easter Sunday, the Jews in Jerusalem interrupted Christians from going to probably the oldest church. Well, I've already covered that. The oldest church in the world. I'd like to. Anyway, kind of run out of time already, Red People. Be right back. Hang on to your seats. We're transitioning to the second hour, about a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.